We still don't know all the candidates who will be running for president next year in Mexico, but for the first time in Mexico's history, an indigenous woman is vying to be a candidate. She's Maria de Jesus Patricio Martinez, better known by her nickname, Marichuy. We first reported on her candidacy a couple of weeks ago. Since then, reporter Frank Contreras has had a chance to sit down for an interview with the candidate. So Frank, what's Patricio like?
Carol, she's unlike any other political candidate I've ever met. She has a traditional healing center in the little town where I met her, a place called Tuxpan in the western Mexican state of Jalisco. And she's known by everyone that we spoke to. But she's unusual because she seemed to be spending more time listening to people than actually expounding what her political campaign was going to be and, you know, her presence in the media and these sorts of things. So very atypical political candidate.
And what did she tell you that she hopes to accomplish?
She said that the primary reason for this campaign is really not aimed at winning Mexico's 2018 presidential contest. She says that this organization represents Mexico's poorest, most disenfranchised people, mostly indigenous people. She's talking about the 10% of the population. That's somewhere around 14 million people who still live in conditions where malnutrition is common, where there's a lack of decent schools, healthcare clinics, and representation in the government. And so she says what this is about is bringing a voice to those people.
Now, it sounds like Patricio, she's kind of setting herself up to be a symbolic candidate to raise these issues, but she needs 850,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Do you think she'll be able to do it?
My sense is yes, she will be able to pull this off. The day before I went to visit her, I published a brief note in Facebook saying, hey, I'm going to go visit this candidate. And hundreds of people stepped up and wrote back to me wanting to know more about her, saying they would vote for her. One woman, an indigenous woman in the U.S. state of Michigan, said she's now thinking about coming back to Mexico because of the presence of this candidate. So she's really starting to gain attention. It makes me think that she will be able to pull this off and get 850,000 signatures to be able to become an official candidate for the 2018 presidential election in Mexico.
Frank, you've covered Mexico for a long time. Do you think your candidacy will change the public conversation in Mexico around the role of government and indigenous rights?
Carol, I think that it may not change it in the places where the discussion happens most publicly, in the most well-known media platforms, on television, in the newspapers. Maybe it won't be there. But it might be, you know, at the dinner table inside your home among certain people who are concerned about these issues, about how to include the most disenfranchised members of society. I think in those places, this definitely will have resonance. I can already hear people here in Mexico City talking about her and wondering what her presence in this political mix will mean about the national conversation in terms of what is electoral democracy. And how should that system work harder to include more Mexicans?
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much, Carol.